And in fact, John 13, 35 says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Amen. So how do people see that we're Christians when we go to In-N-Out or Raising Cane's? Because we just love one another.
Amen.
We go there, we're just loving each other, we're ragging on each other, we're you know, just kind of like laughing and having fun and talking. They're like, either this is a family or they're a church.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's both.
Amen.
But if there's strives and contentions among you, you know, it that what does that show you? It shows you that you're walking in the flesh, not in the spirit.
Right.
Okay. So look, ladies, okay, if some lady offended you in our church and you're just like, and by the way, I haven't heard anything, okay? But yeah, I'm talking to you though. And you hear, oh, you know, this lady was just mean to me, and I just, you know, I get what you're saying, Pastor, but you know, I just don't want to talk to that person. I'm not ready or whatever. Put that away from you. Look, grow up.
Amen.
Grow up. Put on Christ. Walk in the light. Walk in the spirit. Because you know what? Your spirit wants to reconcile those things.
Amen.
Your spirit desires to forgive that individual. In fact, your spirit wants to fellowship with that person that you have a grudge against.
Amen.
And you know what you're doing when you don't fellowship with that person? You're quenching the spirit. You think of something that's being quenched, it's like fire that, you know, you're putting a blanket over it.
Yeah.
Well, the spirit is always on fire.
Right.
It always wants to fellowship. Right. It always wants to see that sister. It always wants to see that brother in Christ. It always wants to fellowship, hear the word of God. And when you choose not to do those things, you're quenching the spirit.
Right.
And if you're quenching the spirit, you're probably walking in the flesh.